If I was David, I'd have talked to the editor. Can't we leave out that part about, I mean, look how wonderful my life is. I'm a man after God's own heart. Can't we leave some of this out? And God says, no. Because if we do that, now I'm speaking, Jeff, if we do that, people will think that you don't have any place in God's house if you come from a mess. Jesus comes out of a mess of a millennia of ancestors, and God says, I want you to know. Maybe that's why they called him the Messiah, because he came out of the mess. The truth of the matter is, it doesn't stop there. Matthew just keeps going once he's on a roll. What about the mess of the manger? Go to the next one, Rod, if you would. We'll start with the mess, before we get that, start with the mess of Jesus' marriage. Yeah, what do you mean Jesus' marriage? His parents' marriage. This is not the Dante Code or whatever that is. The mess of the parents of the Messiah. Well, you think their marriage was a mess? Where does the word divorce show up in Scripture? In Jesus' natal story. Now, let me tell you something. I have never seen it in a Christmas card. Joseph looking at Mary and saying, I've got a lawyer. You say, Jeff, what are you talking about? But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and didn't want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to... All right, I'm just going to wade out into the water here. Brothers and sisters, I have dear people who are close to me whose families are not like mine in this. They're the children of divorce. And unfortunately, in many of our church families, churches, divorce has been a big black D. And sometimes it even hangs on the children. I understand God hates divorce. Why in the world would he let Matthew even mention it? Were it not for the intervention of an angel, Jesus' parents would have divorced before he showed up. Now that's what Matthew tells us. Were it not for God reaching down. Let me tell you, and I've prayed for God to do that for some families in my church. Just send them that angel. Man, get back in that marriage. Woman, get back in that marriage. He chose to with Joseph. But my mind spins when I think that God wanted that right up front. Look at the mess of Jesus' family. I know you never see that on the Christmas cards. Everybody's happy and everybody's together. Let me tell you, if you're Joseph, you're staring at Mary as she's saying, I promise the Holy Spirit. And he's saying, honey, you are asking me to believe a lot. And it took God grabbing Joseph by the collar and saying, buddy, she's telling the truth. And if you're from a family who has been... who's been hurt by divorce, I have good news for you. Jesus came out of a mess, and God brought him that way for a purpose. It's